It's good to be a kid in the house of the Lord, right? You know, you get some pizza and some Hawaiian punch, and you get loved on. And, you know, what more could we do for our kids? You know, putting that foundation into them to build up that next generation. Because, you know, before I got up here, I was listening to everyone's, you know, testimonies and their reports. And there's a battle that we're all waging, that we're all going through. There's a hard battle, and, you know, we have hard things that we have to go through. And we have to have that foundation to be able to get through. You know, that foundation of God. And that's what we're putting into our kids, you know, to lay that groundwork so they can stand the devil. When they can stand, and we can give them that example of standing in the battle, standing in the gap, in the hard places that they're going to face. You know, in Ephesians 6 and 10, Paul was encouraging the church at Ephesus, and he was wrapping up this letter that he wrote to them, and he says these words. He says, a final word. He's wrapping everything up. He's saying, guys, this is the most important part. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. It says, be strong in the Lord. Don't be strong in yourself. All these battles that we're facing, we can't do it alone. We can't face the things that we have to face by ourselves. You gotta have God. It says to be strong in the Lord, in His power, in His mighty power, not in our own power, not in our own strength. Because if we try to take on the world in our own power, in our own strength, we're going to fall every time. We're going to be broken. We're going to be beat down when we try to do it without God, when we fight these battles that we fight without God. But he's saying, be strong in the Lord, in His mighty power. And do what? Put on all of God's armor so you will be able to stand firm. See, put our trust in His power, the strength of His might, and put on the armor, the necessary equipment for battle. That's what he's talking about there. Put on the armor of God. Put on the things that you need to fight the battle. Because our battle doesn't stop at salvation. Our battle that we face doesn't stop when we say, Jesus, save me. You know what? Sometimes that's the beginning of the battle. That's when the rubber meets the road. Because before you're saved, you're not a threat to Satan. You're nothing to him. You're just one of the faceless people that he already has control of. But when you take that step for salvation, the battle begins. But the amazing thing is the battle, even though it starts, even though we face it, our battle belongs to who? It belongs to the Lord. That's the promise that we have when we are strong in the Lord and His mighty power. And we face things. We put on the full armor of God so you will be able to do what? To stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil. It says to stand firm. What it's talking about there is to hold your position. When all hell is breaking loose in everything around you, you're standing in a firm foundation of God. That's what he's talking about. To stand firm. When it's all going wrong, we have a firm foundation. To stand firm, to hold watch, to hold a critical position. In Philippians 1 and 27, it says this. It says, above all, we must live as citizens of heaven, conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whether I come to see you again or I hear about you, I will know that you are standing side by side, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. See, when it says we're going to stand firm, we're not standing by ourselves. He's saying there in Philippians, we're going to stand side by side, fighting together, not fighting each other. Not fighting each other, but standing with and fighting with. Because back in Ephesians 6 and 10, we're gonna stay over there. Ephesians. So chapter 6, verse 11, he says, put on the armor of God so we'll stand firm. Verse 12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. We are not fighting against people. See, to be able to fight a battle, you got to know who you're supposed to fight. You got to know who the enemy is. And he's very clearly saying there, our enemies are not people. They're not the people around us. Get this. See, we live in a divided country where it's all where people make it a sport to hate on other people or to divide people. There's so much junk out there. You know, you're either for this, and well, if you don't fully agree with that, you must hate everyone that's involved with that. There's a lot of hate and just anger of people. But what the scripture there is saying, we are not fighting against people. Stop fighting against people. See, because it's real easy to personally attack people that don't look like you, don't act like you, don't do the things that you do. We have a history in our country of hating people for what they look like. It's called racism, just if anybody wants to know. Okay? There's a word for it. We have a history of fighting people because when we're fighting against each other, we're not fighting the true enemy. We're not fighting the guy that we're really supposed to be fighting. See, we beat people down with our weapons of hate and anger. And sometimes Christians are the worst people to do that. If I'm honest with myself, I'm not pointing at anybody else, but some of the hardest things that I've said about people were just about people, just hating people. My weapons were anger and hatred. See, because so many times we know things about people and we take that information and we weaponize it against them to beat them down and to break people. But it says we're not supposed to fight against people. See, our attitudes and our actions will turn people off to Christ. That's been something that I've really been on my heart, is our attitudes and our actions turn people off to Christ. I've never in my 30-some odd years of being on this planet, I've never really heard anybody say, I hate Jesus. You know what they always say? I hate that person. I hate that Christian for what they've done to me. I hate that church. See, because we spent so much time hating and fighting against people that we miss our true enemy, where it says there, goes on in verse 12, it says, for we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in heavenly places. See, it says our battle is against Satan, the darkness around us. The battle is Satan's spiritual work, spiritual wickedness. And when we know what our enemy is, we can know how to defeat it. How do we defeat Satan? With the Word. Putting on the armor of Christ, or the armor of God. Putting on these things that we're going to talk about here is putting these things on and knowing I need to fight the spirit, the darkness that are in people, or the spirits that are controlling. What are the spirits that we're fighting? Just in Logan County, the spirits of, there's drugs and alcohol, and there's things. There's spirit. There's addictions, lust, and all of these things. We're fighting against those things. So if we know our enemy, we can defeat the enemy. So it says, verse 13, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. It's saying put on all of these things. You need each and every one of these things. The whole armor. They're all parts to a whole. You can't have part of the armor. You can't have part of God. You can't have part of the things of Him and expect to be able to stand. Because each piece is important. It says there, and so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. After the battle, when you're going through it, you will still be able to stand. That's the promise that we have. When we're following these things, when we're putting these things into our lives, and we know our enemy, we know who we're fighting, when it's all said and done, we're still standing. I'm still standing. That's a song. I'm looking at you, Kayla. But see, just put on every piece, then after the battle, you'll still be standing firm. Verse 14 says, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these things, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil and put on salvation as your helmet. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's saying put all of these things on you. The belt of truth. The truth of the gospel. See, a belt is important. What does it do? It holds your drawers up. If you've got truth, you will never be caught with your pants down. Amen. Amen, right? If you have the truth of God, you will never be caught with your pants down. Remember that. Write that down. I feel like somebody needs that. When you're walking in the truth of who God is, what God is, when you have the truth does what? It sets you free. It'll hold your drawers up. Keep your pants from falling down. When you have righteousness, it's the, as a breastplate, protects your heart. It's your character of Christ. It's your character, what you are, so you can stand up to the accusations. See, if you have a good character, people can't really talk about you, right? When you have a good character, you conduct yourself in righteousness. You ain't got to worry about people. They're not going to have much to say. They can say what they want, but it ain't going to go anywhere. Because you have righteousness. See, you're protecting your heart. And then it says to put on shoes, the gospel of peace, being ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. See, that's part of being ready for the battle, is to have an answer. Because we've got hope. Part of winning the battle is knowing you have that hope and walking in that hope. Being ready to preach the gospel. And then it says the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows. Faith in Christ to stand against all that's thrown against you. See, all of these things are defensive weapons, defensive things to help you stand in the battle, to help you stand up. But then we get a weapon, the Word of God. See, it tells us we're going to resist the devil, but you know what? It ain't just about resisting him. It's about fighting back. With the Word of God, with the Scripture, putting these things. It says, hide the Word in our heart so we won't sin against God, so we can counter every attack. Because what did Jesus do when he was tempted? Every time the devil came to him, he was what? Spouting Scripture out. He was spouting Scripture right back at the devil, putting him at bay. If Jesus does that, how much more do we need to do that? Jesus is the Son of God. How much more do I need to do that? How much more do I need to Be in the Word. You say, well, I don't have time. Yeah, you do. You have time for what you make time for. That's for me. Because I got plenty of time to watch my stories. I can afford to turn one of them off, right? Spend a little more time with Jesus. No matter how long you've been in this, that you can always spend more time. And if you don't know the words, there's an awesome thing. It's called Google. And you can literally put in there, scriptures to combat anxiety or loneliness. Or you can literally search for it, and in less than a second, what does Google do? Gives you the words to study. And you take it, and then you can fight those things that are coming against you. It's amazing how that works, right? All this modern technology, you know, let's use it for our good. You know, so many people want to use things for their to hurt other people. Let's start using it to build ourselves up. You know, and look, we say all of this so we can remember who we're supposed to fight and how we're supposed to be. And no matter how long you've been a Christian, it's good to remind yourself to be prepared. It's good to remind yourself each day that I put my belt on. Do I have my righteousness with me? Do I have my word with me? Do I have my faith with me to combat what I'm going to go through each day? Before you step foot out of the bed, put those things on. Because I don't know about y'all, but with me, it starts the minute I wake up. Some battles start the minute you wake up. So don't run away from it. Run to the battle when you're prepared with these things. When you have these things in your life. When you have the righteousness that we're talking about. And we'll go more in depth into these over the next couple weeks. But to have these things in your life, you'll know to run to the battle. You won't be scared of the battle. You won't have to fear the battle. You won't have to fear the things that you're going through. Because we have a hope inside of us. We have the ability with these things to combat everything that comes against us. See, when you're prepared, you'll run to the battle. When you're prepared, you won't fear the battle. Because the battle belongs to the Lord. Don't fear the battle. Prepare for it. Prepare. Because if we're going to continue, we've already started. If we are going to continue to impact this world around us, this community, if we're going to continue to do these things, we all have to be prepared. We have to be ready. We have to, as it said in, what was it, Philippians, we all have to be standing side by side, fighting together. And that's what I want to encourage you with. You know what? Put on the armor. If you've messed up, put on the armor. No matter what you did yesterday, put on the armor today. Prepare today. Because as you prepare today, you'll be ready for tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. Don't worry about yesterday. Prepare for today. Bow your heads. Lord, I thank you for each and every person that's here. Lord, I ask that you would help us, encourage us to remember to put on our armor and be ready for the battle at hand. Lord, help us not to be discouraged, but to remember that the battle belongs to you and we're going to fight our true enemy, not each other. Give us strength for today and grace for tomorrow. give you all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.